StatHero is the first of its kind, a daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. Winner takes all. Sign up right now for free at StatHero.com/LockedOn and use the promo code LockedOn for a 100% deposit match.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Locked On NFL Draft. I am your host, former NFL and AFL defensive back, Eric Crocker. And of course, I'm joined with my guys, Rob Rang, Ryan Tracy. And we are continuing this from the previous episode, talking about the top 10 guys in this mock draft, where they're going, what teams are thinking, and all that good stuff. So we appreciate you guys for keeping it locked right here. Two, and I'll probably go to you first, Rob. You know, Kyle Hamilton to New York Giants, right? They got the Giants picking at six. What do you think about that fit?
Oh, I love it. I mean, because again, I think that Kyle Hamilton is one of the better players in this entire draft class. And kind of to Ryan's point before about, adding weapons, I think that the Giants have done just about everything they possibly could to help Daniel Jones at that position. They've invested first round picks before Daniel Jones was there in the tight end position with Evan Ingram, since Daniel Jones was there in the running back position with Saquon Barkley, as well as wide receiver position, of course, with Kadarius Toney this past year. And yet still, this is a team that struggles on offense and obviously just fired their offensive coordinator. So to me, you can do that, but you just still have to get good players at that point. So that's where I think that the New York Giants have a really interesting conversation that they have to have with themselves. What exactly are they doing at that quarterback position? I think it would be a reach, frankly, if the Jets were going to go with a wide receiver at number five overall, even though I think that Ryan makes an excellent point that they do need to upgrade at the wide receiver position. I just don't know if there's a receiver worthy of that. I think that the Giants at this point, number six overall right now, the way we have projected, should consider making an upgrade at the quarterback position. And I think that Daniel Jones is a decent quarterback. I just don't think he's the guy who's actually going to win division titles. And so I think that Matt Corral from Ole Miss, as many questions I have about him, I think that there is going to be a team in the top 10 of this year's draft class who's going to be willing to roll the dice. The New York Giants have been as willing to roll the dice as just about any team in the league in recent years. And they might be a team that, if those defensive players that we just talked about, again, I think Kyle Hamilton should be a top five selection. If he is available here, I think that he makes an awful lot of sense for the Giants. But if he is not, then to me, just like Ryan said a moment ago with the New York Jets, I think the other side of New York City has to be able to kind of consider going for a roll of the dice type of selection right here as well.
So, Rob, I have one question. All right, when it comes down to potentially drafting the quarterback at this position for the Giants, would you go with drafting the unknown, especially that high, taking a premium pick and using that, even though the Giants, and they have another pick right here at pick seven, but taking a quarterback that high? Or would you go maybe the free agent route with some of the quarterbacks that might be available either via trade or free agent, and get a veteran quarterback to come in? One that I had suggested to the Giants fans who hated it. The Giants fans, they've been in my comments, I mean, nonstop all day, because I suggested they need to give up a pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, and I feel like they'd be better offensively, but everybody thinks Jimmy Garoppolo is just like this terrible quarterback. Like, he's not bad. Not how you guys have, not like you guys think. Now, I'm not saying give up one of these top 10 picks, but would you rather maybe get a more impactful position somewhere else to help around the roster, or take a quarterback at that spot? I think that's the dilemma they're probably going to think about as well. What do you think about that, Ryan?
I tell you, I don't know. It's a tough one to give up one of those spots. I don't know. I'd probably stay put and take my evaluations. I mean, you have the Gettleman factor, so who knows what's going to happen. But I think the leggy quarterback is probably an interesting way to go. I just have trouble seeing that, only from the standpoint that and maybe we'll know if we all go to the Senior Bowl and we run into Dave. He'll probably tell us then, because he forecasts what he likes. I just can't see him moving away from Jones at this point. So I like the safety pick. I think you want to look for a playmaker that can be that on the other side of the ball from you and let your selection of Jones kind of ride it out for a bit.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you. I mean, that I think that Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback, in my opinion. Number five, number six, number seven overall selections to make that trade. I think that takes an awful lot of guts. I think that Dave Gettleman has as much guts in that regard as just about anybody out there. I am critical of the Daniel Jones selection because to me, he's been exactly what I thought that he would be, a solid quarterback, just not anybody who's actually going to win. I think a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo has proven that he can be a difference maker. It's just, when is he going to be healthy? That's obviously the big question mark. And I'm just not so sure the NFL teams are willing to do that at this point. So I do think that Jimmy Garoppolo is among the veteran quarterbacks who I expect to be moved this offseason. And that is what's going to make this draft class so fascinating, guys, is because, again, I do think that you're going to see an awful lot of movement of the veteran quarterbacks to basically, just kind of protect a very weak quarterback class, in my opinion, for as far as the 2022 rookie prospects.
All right, guys, no one plays daily fantasy sports to lose. Winning feels so much better, but traditional fantasy sports are a long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you're up against. Stat Hero is the first of its kind. Daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house, and is head-to-head and fantasy matchups winner take all. There's no, the crazy part about it, Stat Hero, it shows you their lineups before you play, and you get to handpick who you want to face one-on-one. There has never been seen the innovation of fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid that Stat Hero has. And our players are clocking odds that are, four times better. So why are they doing this? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. All right, with Stat Hero, you are in control of your stakes. You decide how much you are going to play for. And Stat Hero has no choice but to take it because they are daring you to beat them. All right, Stat Hero, head-to-head is what daily fantasy should be. One-on-one, mano-e-mano. So what are you going to do? You're going to sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use the promo code locked on for 100% deposit match. All right, that's stathero.com/lockedon. And again, use the promo code locked on for 100% match. Do that right now, stathero.com. All right, guys, let's get into this last, guys. All right, so you got four picks left. The Giants have another pick. And again, I mean, anybody, we just watched Monday night. It was the Giants against Tampa Bay. And for all the bad with Daniel Jones and everything, it's not all his fault. That offensive line is atrocious. So again, I talked about Trevor Lawrence running for his life. Daniel Jones, he's another guy who really has a tough time being able to set up and see things too quick to get the ball out of his hands. And I think getting the offensive line here would definitely help him. So I'm going with Kenyon Green, the interior offensive lineman out of Texas A&M. Do you think, and I'll go with Rob first because, he knows kind of where guys should be going, but do you think this is a little rich for Kenyon Green? Or do you think if the need fits where this guy, can go, maybe he just might get bumped up a little bit higher?
No, I agree with both those points. I do think that it's a little bit rich. I also think that, this is something that Dave Gettleman has been willing to do. I mean, he loves his hog maul, this is, we all know. And, Kenyon Green is one of the big physical guys in this draft class. It was really intriguing to me. I think that he fits in exactly with what the New York Giants are hoping to do. You want to protect the young quarterback. You want to protect the young running back. And in a big, burly blocker, the way that Green is, I think is able to do both of those things. So to me, this makes some sense. I want to stress, I do think this is too rich for a guard. And that's why I think that Kenyon Green fits in best. But at the same time, who cares? Win football games. And that's what you absolutely have to do. And so to me, this isn't so much a selection about Kenyon Green. This is a selection about the young quarterback, the young running back, the young receiver that you've already drafted. And then if you want them to be successful, you have to build around that investment. And that's what that selection would do.
I'm glad,
Ryan, what do you think about, yeah, I was going to say, Ryan, what do you think about taking an interior offensive lineman this high? Because, I mean, the last one we've seen go this high, obviously Nelson coming out of Notre Dame. But, I mean, he was just a different level of a prospect, a guy who some people were thinking, man, Quentin Nelson, he can possibly go top five. They're not looking at Kenyon Green in this light. So interior offensive line, it does seem a little rich to take one top 10. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, definitely. I would say this is a bottom half of the round type prospect in my eyes to this point. And not just because of the positional thing. I think his greatest asset is his versatility. I'm glad you guys both mentioned him as an interior player, because I still see people talking about him going to tackle at the next level. I do not see that in his future, at least not with success behind it. So I'm glad that we're talking about it in the same point of view. If you take him another, you know, another 5-8 slots down there, I wouldn't have much problem for it. The question becomes, is it the last piece in your offense that you're putting the puzzle together with? And then it changes the scenario so that you get that protection for, again, a guy that you've already made an investment in. So I think it's not just about the pure evaluation. It's about what that franchise needs more and values more in protecting that quarterback.
Right. And let's move on to pick 8, where we have the Philadelphia Eagles. And I actually have them taking another cornerback, which I did not think that I'd have 3 corners going in the top 10. But, you know, here we are. And you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and kind of where they are at the cornerback position. You have Darius Slay. He's having a tremendous year. And then opposite him, you have Avante Maddox, who they just extended. But to me, he feels a little bit more like a nickel, like more of a guy you'd like to play more in that slot type of position. And I think having a guy like Andrew Booth out of Clemson will kind of free Maddox up to be more of that, you know, that nickel role. So what do you guys think about having a guy like this, pick 8, with the Philadelphia Eagles, who have Slay is playing terrific? I think opposite him, there's kind of those questions.
Yeah, for me, I would just kind of jump in here real quick. To me, one of the things that's really intriguing about Booth is just the ball skills. And this is a former wide receiver, and you see those type of traits out there. I mean, he can high point the football. He can make the one-handed interception. He can do all those types of things that are really exciting. And I think that he struggles with consistency. But at the same time, when you have a guy like a Slay on the one side, you have a potentially a Maddox in the middle at the nickel cornerback spot, and you have a guy who has ball skills, then that could be a guy who winds up leading the NFL in interceptions. And that, to me, would make an awful lot of sense for the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, going back to the different receivers that you are going to be facing against in the NFC East, and I'm looking primarily at the Dallas Cowboys, just considering the quarterback and receiver talent that they have there with Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, CD Lamb, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to be able to match up against that. Now, again, I would argue that if Kyle Hamilton is still on the board, that to me, this makes an awful lot of sense for the Philadelphia Eagles there. But at the same time, assuming that he is off the board, then I think that it would be a very logical selection for the Philadelphia Eagles, considering the fact that they have made some splashy moves on the opposite side of the ball at the wide receiver position here in recent years with, of course, Devontae Smith and Jalen Reagor in their past 2 first-round picks. You have to believe that the team, considering what Philadelphia has done over the last couple of weeks, is starting to really believe in Jalen Hurts in that running game. Then this might be a secondary pick that might be able to allow the Eagles to fly that much further.
I like that one. That was well done. There's this thing, and it all comes down. I think 2 weeks ago, we might not have this conversation because of what you just said. Was there faith in Jalen Hurts, or are they talking about a quarterback in this kind of slot or trying to maybe slide back from this and still get a quarterback? I personally have been a Hurts fan. I think that he still has some evolution in front of him that will garner that. But this comes back to, again, I mean, maybe I'm just going to do this like the whole mock, right? Can we get a wide receiver now? Is that what we want? Because when you look at it, it's Devontae Smith. Okay, good rookie year. Quez Watkins is in there. But the other 2 top yards producing pass catchers for that team are both tight ends. And that's a problem. So at this point, especially if the board is falling this way and we haven't seen a wide receiver go off and you have your pick, to help him to get Sirianni's offense back on the path that he wants it on. I wonder if Philadelphia isn't a team that wants to go ahead and go in that direction. Worry about the defense later.
All right, and if you haven't tried a Built Bar right now, you are missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it tastes much better than that. All right, and if you haven't had one, I'm telling you guys, it is amazing, and you have to try it to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to eat, but a Built Bar, soft, covered with 100% real chocolate, and when you bite into it, you know you are eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll really enjoy, and in fact, you'll swear you're eating a candy bar. Our Built Bars are low in carbs, low in calorie, low in fat, and low in sugar, but high in the best thing here, and is protein. So all the healthy benefits on top of just being very good and tasty. Another great thing about a Built Bar, there are so many mouth-watering flavors from coconut raspberry to mint brownie, coconut almond, my wife and my favorite, salted caramel, and they have double chocolate, cherry barcia, all kinds of good flavors. And for this month, I mean, they've been coming out with new flavors every 3 to 4 days. So check back to their website early and often. You don't want to miss out on this. And where can you find it? Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off of your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off built.com. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. It's football time. And nothing goes better with football than the turkey and betting. BetOnline has you covered for the holiday season with more props, odds, lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports action this Thanksgiving. So head over right now to our new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. All right. And it's not just football. I mean, BetOnline has all pro sports, college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, and even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of this amazing offer that is good throughout the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. All right, that's BetOnline, where the games begin. Well, you know, I think I can help you out here and have maybe one of your top receivers taken off the board at 9. I actually have Charles Cross off the tackle from Mississippi State going to the Falcons. But this was a pick where I'm thinking like with Matt Ryan in mind. So I think there are a couple of different directions they can go here. One, they can shore up the offensive line, which is terrible. I just watched Matt Ryan play against the Philadelphia Eagles last Thursday, and it was terrible. Just, I felt bad for him. I mean, just picking himself off the ground all night. He's limping around. I mean, he's just getting destroyed. I'm like, okay, they need to shore up this offensive line. But maybe there's a chance for a quarterback. We've kind of mentioned Matt Corral and some areas where he might be able to go. Also a receiver here. You know, you have Calvin Ridley, but he's kind of stepped away for personal reasons. And outside of him, I don't know if I can name another receiver on the Atlanta Falcons right now, you know, that's playing aside from Pitts, who's kind of been there everything. So they definitely could use help at the receiver position. There are all these different ways they can go. And that's not good. I think that's more of a sign of, man, how far down the Atlanta Falcons have fallen since appearing in the Super Bowl. You know, Rob, I'll start with you. Where would you go? Quarterback, offensive line, receiver?
Well, I think that you want to consider a quarterback. I mean, I made this argument a year ago. Like, Kyle Pitts is the unicorn. That justified, you know, why the Falcons made him the selection. But, you know, when Matt Ryan has been the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, it's been very, very rare that they have had top 10 selections. And of course, they were there a year ago, sitting there number 4 overall, could have taken a quarterback. And so they were in position to take one of those dynamic quarterbacks a year ago. And I thought that might have been the move that actually moves their franchise further. Now, again, Kyle Pitts has been everything as expected. He is an absolutely dynamic talent. But at the same time, now you're going to be looking, maybe you're going to be looking at the number one quarterback in this draft class. I think that that's Matt Corral. I think that he would make some sense for a lot of teams, maybe even the Atlanta Falcons, because I do think that there are some pieces here. But when I look at Arthur Smith, the head coach in Atlanta, I see a run-heavy guy, not a guy who's going to want to go with a quarterback who's the gunslinger that Matt Corral is. To me, that's just not a great matchup there. So I have my questions about this. So I think, I hate to just kind of to pass on this, but I think that this might be a team in the Atlanta Falcons. They might be looking to trade back. They might be looking to either address an offensive lineman here. You know, as you just kind of mentioned to me, there's a number of good offensive linemen in this draft class that would make some sense in this spot. But I also think this is a club that needs to acquire more draft picks, needs to build the team the way that Arthur Smith and the rest of the Atlanta Falcons organization wants to build it. And that is running the football, being physical at the point of attack. And I mention that because when I look at the Atlanta Falcons, I don't see a team that can currently run the football and be physical at the point of attack. I think that they need to address that deficiency. And that to me is going to take an awful lot of work, more than the number 9 overall selection is going to be able to fix.
I have a crazy idea. Just hear me out. I know it's out there. I think Grady Jarrett's a little lonely. I think you could take a couple of things with one player, get him a partner in crime that can be physical, can bring that back to the defense. You can even line him up at fullback if you want. Is this way too high to consider Jordan Davis?
I don't know that it is. And then you put butts in the seats in Atlanta, right? And that's interesting as well.
Well, speaking of, you know, butts in the seats, I think looking at the Washington football team and kind of where they're at, especially with the quarterback position, Matt Corral, I think this was the first, well, Atlanta too, but aside from Atlanta, this was the one spot where I'm like, this is a no-brainer. You have to get a quarterback in this situation. Now, I'm pretty sure the Washington football team doesn't want to force it. They did that a couple years ago with Dwayne Haskins, and that worked out horribly. Now, again, why one guy ends up not working out, you know, compared to another guy, different things. Haskins, you know, there were like the immaturity things and all that, and not focused and all those things. So, you know, Matt Corral, not sure whatever's going on with him, but I do think Matt Corral might be a better fit there in Washington. Do you guys think, and I'll start with you, Ryan, do you think they'll maybe pull the trigger there on a quarterback?
I think they have to look into it. And that's not to slight Heinicke. I think he's been a nice surprise. But at the very least, I think you want to bring in competition. I'm not sure if that offense is really something that wants to take advantage of another running quarterback, or if they want to go away from him, maybe get someone a little bit more statuesque with, you know, a little bit more firepower in there. If Pickett is in this conversation, I think this front office is another one that seems like a little bit of a wild card when it comes to their evaluations and how they want to build out their offense. But I won't rule anything out for them in terms of a quarterback and bringing in some competition.
I would be surprised if Washington went in the Matt Corral direction, just because I think that Ron Rivera, I think that he would want to blitz Matt Corral himself. I think that, you know, he'd just line up as linebacker and go back into that mentality of like, look, this is a guy who is a dynamic talent. But as Ryan just mentioned, I think that Pickett, you know, to me is a little bit more of the Alex Smith type, the Ryan Fitzpatrick type, the, you know, just a guy who's a smart quarterback, isn't necessarily going to wow you with his physical traits. But I think if that is what that, you know, we have seen Ron Rivera have success with in the past, rather than a quarterback who may have some physical traits, but maybe is not quite as reliable, you know, in terms of his preparation. And so to me, I'm really intrigued by Matt Corral. I do think that he is going to wind up being very likely the number one quarterback selected in this year's draft class. But at the same time, the Washington football team, I just have a hard time matching up those two. We'll see. There's a lot of football that has to be played. As we talked about before, there's going to be a lot of movement this year. And as Ryan mentioned, Tyler Heinicke, I think it's really been impressive so far. I'm kind of curious to see how he is able to finish up this season. But to me, when I look at the Washington football team, I think this is a team that has gambled very, very heavily on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Chase Young has been a disappointment, and now obviously is coming off an ACL tear. Jamin Davis, the linebacker, was a bit of a surprise selection this past year. I think that they have got to get that defense playing football. Otherwise, Ron Rivera and, you know, everybody else in Washington might be on their way out, and they might be having a whole different conversation here in a couple of months.
Yeah, well, speaking about being on the way out, we're on our way out of this show because we are out of time. But we do want to thank you guys for making this your first listen of the day. And after you listen to this, go ahead, listen to Locked On 49ers with myself, Brian Peacock. Listen to Locked On Kansas City Chiefs with my guy, Ryan Tracy. And also listen to Locked On Seahawks with Rob Rang. But until next time, we will see you guys. Peace.